What did you make of the vision of Shane Richardson?
I thought it was all very interesting. And look, I think the first thing we need to point out that we have an intrinsically unfair competition. And until you play everybody once or everybody twice, then you're going to have an unfair competition. So that's what we're dealing with, and that's why there's been talk, you know, about do we divide up like they do with the NFL in America, where you have conferences and those kind of things. But he was very strong in that. The one thing I thought that came through loud and clear, Dan, along with, you know, some of those subjects you mentioned, was basically putting it back on the club, saying that if you don't stay up, you will fall by the wayside. And it appears as though there'll be no propping up of clubs in seasons to come, and that if you fall behind when it comes to excellence in areas, then, and if you're not cutting it, then you're gone.
But in fairness, the grant is so big now with this TV money, probably not as big as it should be, but that's another subject. Clubs shouldn't fall over. I know some clubs are doing it tough, but with the money that is being offered, I know the Tigers are in a bit of a delicate situation, the Sharks as well, although they've got that big development, so they'll be fine. But it is hard to see clubs falling over.
There are many people in the game, Dan, whose opinions I respect, who believe that for too long, the game of rugby league has tried to manufacture an evenness, and they will say that that's what the salary cap does. Now, we all love an even competition, but do you try and stop those sides who are looking to strive and become better and better so that the gap doesn't get too big between them and others? You know, there are people who say that, you know, if they're chasing excellence and doing a great job in doing so, then it's the responsibility of everybody else to stay up with them. And there aren't enough clubs in the competition who are doing that. Maybe that's how we get down to what might be a better manageable number of teams.
Very concerning story in the paper today, in the Courier Mail, where Jonathan Thurston will be rested from games this year in and around the Origin period to save burnout. Now, and it happened to Jarrod Hayne last year, he was rested from a couple of Parramatta games. We can't be having our stars being rested. Now, they're making a very sound decision in terms of his health and their chances down the back of the season. But if we're in a situation where our stars of the game are being rested, we've got an issue, haven't we?
Well, yes, we do. And if Jonathan Thurston misses a game or two there and they happen to lose both of those matches in tight games where it just may well be Jonathan Thurston got them home if he was playing, that can be the difference between North Queensland possibly finishing in the eight, in the top four. If I'm a Cowboys fan, like I'm feeling gypped that my season could be brought to a premature ending because we've had to have our best player on the sideline for a couple of weeks to try and get the best football out of him in the remaining 6 weeks. So, yeah, look, there is a concern there. And when you've got the likes of Cameron Smith and Jonathan Thurston, who are our most influential players and our best players, coming out and saying we're playing too much football, you've got to listen.
So you like 22 rounds? You're not going to get a fit. You're not going to get everyone playing each other once or twice. So that's done.
No, we're not.
But
no.
22 to me, Sterling. Remember we had 22 about 20, 25 years ago? That did seem to be the right amount.
Yeah, and look, I think, you know, we have to look at the preseason. We have to look at representative football, and that includes test matches. I love representative football, but it's got to... I haven't got the perfect recipe and the perfect schedule, but I think if we can shorten the competition to maybe get standalone origins to work out better where the Australian side plays at what stage of the year, then I think there is probably a better system than we have now. I just don't know it as yet.
What about the draft?
I think the draft will... I think it will be a necessity down the track.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
I think that if you have a look at how successful it is in so many sports around the world, and it's probably a little bit too complicated to get into because there are actually two drafts. There's an internal and an external draft. And I think a draft will be something that will be in rugby league within the next decade.
It is illegal. A draft was thrown out. Terry Hill killed it.
Yes, yep, that's right.
So it only takes one player to go to court and say, hang on, a precedent was set 25 years ago. Sorry, I don't want to go and play in Canberra. I think this is illegal. And I'll say, you are right.
I understand that. And we've had that happen. Somehow we need to get to a mentality where the people involved, and including the players, see that for the overall good of the game and for themselves, ultimately, that whether it's illegal or not, if they think it's something that's a good thing for them, that they won't vote against it.